The true state of happiness is when your mind, body and soul is living your destined destiny. But together, we have to activate every single planet. Sun is a fire. Fire holds it all together. And the fire is the passion of life, the activity of life. It is sometimes when the sun is shining too bright. Oh, it's too much activity. It's better to have too much activity than no activity whatsoever. Lazy people, dull and boring people, they don't do anything with their lives. And the gift of life is to do, constantly do, and to love what you're doing. That's what the passion of love, sun in fire, is. And therefore, snap out of it is the expression of happiness. When somebody is miserable and grumpy, snap out of being miserable. Snap out of it. Just, it's as easy as that. You can do it any moment, any time of the day or night. Snap out of, promise yourself, I'm not going to be miserable anymore. I'm not going to be dull and boring anymore. I want to be a sun for other people, in other people's shine, a light in other people. I want to feel the light shining inside me. Mercury is an earthly energy because Mercury is ruling your eyes. What your eyes see around you then relates to your brain. Your eyes are next to your brain, to your mind, and it says it's either right for you or wrong for you. It absorbs everything around you. When you're feeling miserable and depressed, it means that your surroundings are miserable and depressing, and therefore brighten it up, put a picture up, watch something that uplifts your eyes. Your eyes need to be uplifted. When your eyes look up to the sky and it's beautiful and it's a sunny day, then your eyes are seeing light. And when your eyes see light, then your brain sees light. And when your brain sees light, then you can now discern the difference between what's right for you and wrong for you. Mercury, you cannot stop anything and everything that your eyes are seeing. It's impossible because our eyes simply see it. When you're walking in the street, you don't even know who you're going to meet. Sometimes you meet some ugly people, some nice people, some positive people, some negative people. You just can't help it. It's what you're mugging. But your mind can discern, this is good for me. This is something I like very much. And this is something I don't like. You have to make that decision. Next one is Venus. Venus is an air. Venus is the beauty of life. We're all looking. Everyone is searching for beauty. Beauty in products that we buy. Beauty in clothes that we purchase. Beauty in the way that we look in front of the mirror. Beauty in your home, in furnishings. We are looking for something beautiful. Beautiful is charming to your eyes. Now, they always say that love is blind, but the essence of love is blind, Venus energy, is love doesn't see the faults. Love doesn't see he's too big, he's too small, she's too fat, she's too thin. It doesn't matter. Charm. Venus only notices the positive qualities. And therefore, people who criticize their partners, oh, he's not this, or he's not that, or she's not this, or not that, they are doomed. Their love life is doomed. You have to only see the positive. Venus only wants to see the positive of life. Mars is actually ruled by the water energy. And water means, just like 70% of the planets, 70% of your body is electrolyte water energy. It means you can't live without it. You'd be dead without it. And you're dead without Mars energy. Mars is what you need. What your energy, what your mind and thoughts and soul, body needs. You know you need it. And you cannot live without it. The reason why we call people high maintenance is because they have got high requirements. They've got high, big requirements of what they need financially. Whereas people with low maintenance, they haven't got the same requirements. But nonetheless, whether you're high maintenance or no maintenance, it's all about being happy with what you've got. If not happy with what I've got, I've got to achieve more. The definition of Mars is you've got to achieve to meet your requirements, to meet your standards, to meet where you are. And if you're not happy, then it means something is wrong. And something is wrong with your minimal requirements, your minimal energy. And you, not me, anybody, your friends, you have got to do something about it. It is a determined energy. Determination means I cannot live without it. I must have it. And when people really want something, when people realize I've got to have it, then that's when they actually achieve it. They never achieve anything if they don't have to have it, if they don't really need it. So it's all about what you really need. Next planet is Jupiter. Once you've got your basic requirements, once you're in love with life, once you're discerning between what's good and bad for you, then Jupiter means I have to have something. I have to have something bigger than big. Biggest planet in our solar system. I have to have some big achievement. I have to achieve something in my life. I can't just earn money. I want to achieve. So I want to buy something with it. I want to have a status. I want to have something that people will respect me for. Now, Jupiter can be respect for what you've acquired, what you've achieved, who you are as a person. Jupiter is, he's big. He's a, well, called a big astrologer. He's a big astrologer because he knows what he's talking about. Jupiter is the acquisition and achievement because you put your fire energy inside it. You can never achieve anything if you're not passionate about it. The reason why people that go to college are doomed to failure, and vast majority do, are end up failures, is because they don't really put their passion in it. They're doing it because, well, it's going to make them money. They're only getting to the Mars level, the necessities of life, what they want to buy with it. They're not actually ambitious to do anything more with it. They don't want to become a famous doctor or a famous dentist. They don't want to become charming and respected. They just want to do their job. They don't want to become the best car mechanic around. They just want to just do their, get on and do their job. Jupiter demands achievement is only acquired via fire, the passion inside you. And if you haven't got the passion to achieve, you'll never achieve anything. Next one, of course, is Saturn. Saturn is destiny, and destiny is an earthly energy, rules of Capricorn. And that means what I see is what I get. What I see in my life is who I've got, my parents, my family, where I was born, where I'm living right now, where you're going to be living. But it's more about the stability of life. What makes you feel this is really right for you? Because it's your destiny. Destiny is arriving at the destination and saying, I don't need to look for another boyfriend or girlfriend anymore because I found the right one. Those of you married, you don't need to look for anybody new because you found the right one. Home where you're living, you don't need to look for another new home to live in because you found the right home to live in. You're living in the right country, right place. When you're living in the right place, it gives your energy a great stability. When your energy is not stable, when you're not feeling comfortable, and you haven't arrived at destination, then Saturn is damaged and Saturn is unhappy. And Saturn wants to make sure that you get it right. Getting it right is being surrounded by the right energies for you. Not about what other people think, it's about right energies for you. Next is Uranus. Uranus is the freedom. Freedom because sometimes in life, Saturn gives us bad experiences. We have to go through the karmic bad experiences. We have to have free will choice to make bad choices. And after making bad choices, Uranus, I call it the backup plan. The backup plan says, I am going to set you free from, I'm going to give you the energy to set you free from the bad experience. And I'm now going to give you the energy to make the wise choice to detach yourself from your mistakes. It's about detachment from your karmic mistakes, your soul's mistakes. You could have been born a mistake. Many people in our generation, we're born a mistake. We're an accident. Our parents are accidents, me included. It was an accident. I was an accident of my parents. And I couldn't say it was a mistake. But in my childhood, I was living a mistake. I was living a lie. And then as you grow up, the Uranus gives you the power to break free from that mistake of your parents, that mistake that you were living in as a child, gives you the ability. Every time you've broken free from your fixed circumstances, was Uranus set you free. Freedom comes as an exciting energy. When somebody says, I'm going to set you free, you're going to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, then you feel excited. Excitement is a genuine energy of freedom. And that's the next important point. Next aspect after Uranus is Neptune. Neptune is the dreams, the illusion. They call Neptune the goddess, a goddess. Now, they don't call it the gods like Mars was the Greeks called Mars god. But it's called a goddess. Neptune is a goddess. A goddess is a beauty of something enchanting, something beautiful. I desire that in my future because it's beautiful. Goddess is also a feminine energy, and a goddess, as long as you believe in the goddess, as long as you believe in the gods above, as long as you believe you're charming and nice and respectful, and you believe, that's the key word, you believe. You believe, I believe in God. I believe in miracles. As long as you believe, then the goddess, the kind feminine energies, will grant it to you, will give it to you. A king might, or a masculine god, might not give you anything unless you deserve it. But a goddess, Neptune, will give you things even if you don't deserve it. And I want to add the point now, what the Noam Elimelech says is the reason why many people turn to religion or turn to alternative medicine is because their doctors, in the profession, they've told them, you've got terminal cancer, you're going to die. And therefore, people now turn to the goddess of healing, the goddess of cure, the goddess of believing and heal me, fix me. And when we talk about doctors in hospital is one thing, but the nurses that give you the treatment afterwards, the nurses that care for you afterwards, sometimes the nurses are more precious than the doctors. Because the nurses, well, you need that healing, you need that comforting energy, you need that soothing energy, you need the energy of miracles. The alternative medicine is Neptune. Alternative logic to life is the spiritual belief in goddess of Neptune. Next aspect is Pluto, and I'm taking this now from the combination of everything I've learned, combined with the energies of the Nine Elements defined because this is Shana, or what we call Pluto. Pluto is fire. Pluto is fire. We remember that Pluto was in Sagittarius in 1995 through until 2007, and it did create, it gave us that intensity. You can only achieve something if you really, really, deep down inside you, you really want it. Now, some people are surprised. How come when I was in school, when I was young, I thought that person was going to achieve something, and they didn't? How come they've changed? Because they've had the Pluto extinguished. When the Pluto is ignited, and it's going to be ignited with Pluto in Aquarius in January 2024, Pluto in Aquarius, fire air sign, is the fire, intense fire inside you that says, I want you to want it. I want you to achieve something. You know, on the internet is just a tool. Some people don't achieve anything on the internet. Other people achieve great things. You can achieve it when you put your mind to it. You can achieve it when you put your heart's passion deep down inside you. Many people are just lazy. They just don't. I've seen, and me personally as well, some days I can't be bothered doing anything creative on the internet. And then there are days when the passion comes back. The desire comes back. And when I've got the desire, you can do anything over and above your own astrological chart. And that's why we call it transit astrology. Transit astrology wants 2024 to be one of the happiest years, the beginning of the happiest years of your lives.